our playoffs though, so hopefully
it won't
be done.
That's done for sure. Have either one of you ever done a personality profile?
Yeah, I had to for previous jobs.
Yeah, okay. I did one in college, and I also did one at one of my jobs.
College too.
Have you done like the 16 personality one? It's like a free thing you can do.
Yeah, where it's like four letters together.
Yeah.
I've done that one, the four letters one.
Do you know what your four letters are?
Hell no, absolutely
no. Not. I can tell you what my political compass is. And it's all the way down and to the left.
I know my pronouns, I think I know my pronouns.
I took one of these again today. I've taken it before. Okay. And I got a new set of letters.
Hit me. What are the letters?
I am what they call an ENFP-T. There's either an ENFP-A or T, but ENFPs are the same.
Okay.
And I used to be an ENFJ, I believe, is what I used to be.
Okay. So someone with the extroverted, intuitive, feeling, and prospecting personality traits. You are a campaigner.
Yes. Is this just corporate astrology? I feel like that's what this kind is. Of, like, yeah.
I think it's all bullshit. I mean,
none of it actually means anything.
I will say, based off of the survey I took and what they were explaining in it, I felt like this was a pretty accurate representation.
Okay.
Yeah, but also, like any of that stuff, I feel like it's you read into it. They say things vaguely enough that you can go, oh yeah, I'm a little bit like that. I can see that. I can see where they got that. That's totally me. Yeah. It's like when you go to the psychic and they're like, oh, there's someone in your life.
You've been to a psychic?
No, but like on depictions on TV and stuff where they're like, oh, I'm seeing somebody, like, starts with the letter J, and you're like, oh, it's Johnny. And they're like, yeah, that's Johnny. And I'm like, no, I'm the one who told you Johnny. You just said like a random person with J in their name. I don't know. I find all that kind of pseudoscience to be bullshit.
I don't know. I enjoy it. I think it's an interesting way to look inward.
Sure. I mean, it's fun. It's fun in the same way that astrology is fun, because it's neat to think about things. And sure, I mean, you get out of it what you put into it. So if you're using it as a way to think more about your own personality and your own decisions and how you jive with that stuff, then I'm
Hey, who wants to judge? I can jive. Jive turkey. Johnny.
Yeah.
You don't know what yours is, right?
No, it's
something dumb.
Something. Yeah. Which I don't consider myself. Yeah, like I don't know. I don't know if I would consider myself an extrovert, but I feel like extrovert
Inspector, was in there. The counselor, so the mastermind. Oh, that's probably me. I'm probably the mastermind, right? That sounds about right.
Sure.
I will say that my extroverted one was damn near at a neutral this time around. Mm-hmm. It used to be way, way higher.
I'm fine talking to people, but I am much happier like at home reading a book or playing a game. Like,
oh, you must be an INTP because you are the thinker of the group.
I don't know about that.
I'm surprised that we're both not the nurturer of how well we nurture Johnny in these episodes.
Yeah, carry him afloat.
So, don't you feel very nurtured?
Right? No, never. It is episode 333 of the Casual Hour. It is July 12th. I am
halfway
Bobby.
Hell.
Halfway to hell, baby. That was Chase, and Johnny is here. We've got a What You've Been Playing episode for you. We're going to talk to you about a handful of games. We've got some big news in the back half. We're going to definitely update you on the Microsoft and FTC situation and talk about a few other things. So buckle up, make yourself cozy. This is a casual, classic.
Grab your quirk.
Get quirky. Chase, do I even get to ask you what you've been playing this week?
You can.
What have you been playing?
Ask me what I'm playing every week. I've been playing some new video games. Well, actually, I don't know how new one is.
Hot
and
man.
One of them's a demo. So, you know, technically I haven't played any new and video games at the same time, but
okay.
I've played a video game and I've played something new.
Okay. Lay it on me, man. What do you got?
So the first thing I played was on Itch. Itch really I like bad
that
about
you're sticking to that still. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, it's fun. It's an easy way to just try a game. Yep. Itch pretty bad still at telling me when games came out. This one says there's a 1.1 though that came out July 10th, 2020. So I'm going to guess it's not a new video release. But
relatively
a game. Yeah, new to me. I've been playing a game called Dueling Dragons. D-U-E-L-I-N-G. This has a look to it. Yeah, it has a look to it. It's pretty simple. It's a turn-based reaction game. So the idea here is that you're a dragon rider.
Okay.
And you're facing off against I think it's eight other dragon riders before you can get to the dragon lord. Ooh. And the idea here is that you have a number of swords spinning around you. And it's kind of like a fighting game in that, you know, one's on the left side of the screen, one's on the right side of the screen. It's a 2D perspective and you see health bars at the top. So Johnny, you're gonna love this.
It's a fighter. Johnny,
yeah, that was great.
He loves seeing those health bars. But the idea here is that you have these weapons rotating around you, and you basically just click your left mouse button or one of the keys to let these things fly when they're in the right spot. To you want to get them in front so they hit the other guy. The problem is that the other guy also has a bunch of weapons spinning around him. And if you hit one of their weapons with your weapons, they just cancel each other out. So you're kind of breaking their shields to open them up. But you're also trying to kind of time it in a way in kind of like a little bit like Yoshi's Island when you're throwing the eggs.
Yeah.
So you're kind of trying to time these to throw them where they're going to hit the guy and do damage, and then he's got a health bar and you got a health bar, and if you beat him before he beats you, then you get to advance to the next stage. So what you do, it's kind of a little bit of a risk reward of how many of my own swords do I throw before saying, well, I still want to hold back some of mine to hopefully block the ones he's going to throw back at me the next turn.
Does it call and kind of let you know what their next move is going to be?
You don't know how many of them that they're going to throw, but you see what weapons they have. And there are some different weapon types and they each do different things. So I'll get into that in a second. But also you get to reload your whole set of weapons after a whole turn has gone by. So you get a turn, they get a turn, and then you get to reload and get your weapons back. So it is kind of that risk reward. How many do I throw out? How many do I hold back? And then you add on the extra complexity of these different kinds of weapons. So when you beat one of these guys, you get into, I mean, it's a roguelike kind of. So you get a selection of three weapons that you can choose from and go, which one would you like to add to your arsenal? Or it might just replace one of your old swords, which usually just do one damage. So the first one I grabbed was a fireball. And then I had this fireball and a bunch of swords around me for the next fight. So now I'm timing it. So I throw the fireball first. Okay. And I want that the fireball explodes on contact. And if it catches more things in its area, it takes out more things in its area. It doesn't do any actual damage to the enemy, though. So what you want to do is get it to where it's going to take out a bunch of his weapons. So now I've got a big hole cleared for the rest of my swords to come in and do a bunch of damage. So that starts as a strategy. But then you start to get things like shields that you can't throw as attacks, but they are bigger and will block more things. You get mirrors that will reflect attacks back at the enemy, and the enemies are getting newer and more interesting weapons too as you start fighting them. There's like a spear that will pierce through, so it might be able to kill a sword, do damage to you, and then maybe even kill another sword on its way out. So you are just starting to get these lots of different weapons, lots of different ways of kind of playing the game. And it turns out it's both pretty strategic, but it also has this nice kind of twitch based action to it.
Yeah.
And I just found it to be really cool. It's really easy to start playing. It's really easy to get into and get like way into.
Very
and
cool.
I didn't quite beat it.
Is it browser based?
No, so you do have to download it. It does okay. have PC and Mac downloads. So, and it might also have a Linux one too. I think I don't actually. Hang on.
I was on the page. It just said Windows and Mac.
Yeah, OS. It says Windows, but then it has like a Windows installer and then a Mac. And I don't know what the difference is between Windows and Windows installer. I just did the Windows one on my PC. It worked just fine. The Mac one, because Apple is closed and pissy about things, it's going to try to tell you that it's corrupted or it doesn't work. And you have to go through some extra hoops to tell the security, no, that this is fine. This application is OK. Please let me just play the fucking game.
Sure. Are you sure? Are you sure?
I don't know. I decided to stop the hassle and just go to the PC and play it there.
Hey, that's what we made it for.
Yes, it was to play itch.io games that are 7 megabytes big. I think it's really cool. It is by the author here, Blaberf.
Is that the only one you've played from him?
BRF. Let me view all here and see what else they got. Actually, you know what? Maybe I've played this Gun Rounds game that they've looking at it. That looks like a thing I might have played. I don't know. Seems like they've got some cool stuff, but I thought Dueling Dragons was a pretty cool experience and one I'll probably end up going back to and just trying to beat.
Dope.
But yeah, seems neat. The other game I have been playing is the Pikmin 4 demo.
You did
which
it.
Is yeah. So this is the first time I've ever played Pikmin. I love Tinykin, as anybody who listened to our Game of the Year stuff from last year knows, which was a very Pikmin-like experience. I've enjoyed the idea of Pikmin. I've got the Pikmin amiibo because I think those Pikmin characters are very good design. Yeah. I just love them. I think actually, you know what? I played the demo for the 3DS Pikmin game that was the side-scrolling platformer and thought it was not great, but also knew it wasn't Pikmin. This is my first time really playing a true Pikmin game, and I didn't play too much of it. I played like an hour. I only got through the first day and started on the second day, and the demo only has you going through 2 days. I find the demo really hand-holdy. I'm sure that's by design. I'm sure that is.
It's very Nintendo.
It's very Nintendo. Pikmin's a game that is, kid friendly. I wouldn't say it's necessarily made for kids, but it is certainly kid friendly.
It's obscure for sure.
Yeah. So I can understand and even respect that it wants to explain itself. But man, there is a lot of. A lot of text boxes and none of it's voiced. I mean, there's actually a little bit of voice, but it's kind of simlish. I mean, it's fine. It's just a lot of reading, a lot of people saying the same things, both from a story perspective and a mechanics perspective. They kind of do an abilities a little bit. They start you off with Olimar. And then turn you into this rookie recruit who. It's an abilities, but it's also not because you kind of just have all the powers that Olimar had. I don't even know why they gave you the Olimar part to begin with, other than people just wanted to see Olimar because he's the protagonist from the first one. He's the one in Smash Brothers, so it matters.
Over, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think you have to beat it for that to happen.
Yeah.
But it's supposedly a pretty short demo. I think once you get through the second day, which doesn't take very long, then it unlocks that stuff for the main game.
Do you think it had the same charm that a Tinykin did?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it absolutely does. Those character designs, the enemy designs. I picked up a Game Boy Advance SP and and when you put it into the ship, it has an AI that tries to tell you what it is, but it's just making guesses. So I forgot. It's called like the Stone of Advancement. That's real. Yeah. That's real good. That's just real good. Yeah.
You're going to pick it up, right?
I think so. I mean, yeah. maybe not day one, because I still have a lot of Final Fantasy 16 to play. I've still got my backlog game. Again, we're not going to talk about 16, but like that is still a game that is so playable that, yeah. I will breeze my way through 16 out of inertia.
Eventually.
Yeah. I want to go back to Zelda. I've got those backlog games. I still want to play a little bit more of Codename Steam before I write it off forever, even though I really want to write it off forever. And then I have Gunpoint that I'm excited to play for this month. So I have plenty of other things to play. And so I'm not ready to just jump right into another game that I don't think I'll finish. But that being said, I think I had a cool time with Pikmin 4.
Sure.
And I would like to play more of that. That seems really cool.
Nice, so, man.
Bobby, you played some of that demo too, didn't you?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think it's really neat. I got the vouchers and picked this one up. I've never played Pikmin like yourself. Loved Tinykin. And then the other one that we checked out, Wild at Heart, had a very Pikmin vibe to it. That was like a really neat 2D hand-drawn one that we checked out. And I was like, I kind of like this. There's a part of my brain that can resource manage this shit. But I'll check that out for sure, man. Like, I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So that was Dueling Dragons, Pikmin 4, and a slight little Final Fantasy tease from Chase.
I'll tell you what, though. Very quickly. Mm-hmm. I've been getting the itch to play Fire Emblem Echoes Shadows of Valentia again. I don't know why. I've played that game so many times. That game's just so cool.
Man.
I just keep thinking, like, oh, I should go and play that again.
You have a brand new Fire Emblem right now.
It's true. I could go back and play the Fire Emblem Engage DLC. I could play a Fire Emblem game that I've never played before. I could play a ROM hack Fire Emblem that has plenty of cool ideas and palette swaps and things like that.
You could also play Shadows of Valentia.
But like, what if I just played my favorite one? One of my favorite games of all time? Wouldn't that be cool? I'm not going to do it, but it is fun to think about.
Well, go with God. Best of luck wherever you endure. Or whatever you endure next.
Go with Mila if we're talking Fire Emblem.
Sure, go with Mila.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you're going to need Mila to get you out of this because I think I've beat Nova Lands. I think it's done.
All right.
You showed us something before we started the stream, and I didn't know exactly what was going on. Scribblings
of a madman, that's what he showed you.
Like, but I respect it, so...
It's a really cool game. We have a quick look up. I streamed it. I don't need to go into a lot of details, but that was a very surprise hit for me. And it's one that brought some things that you know very much in an automation and resource gathering game, but using hexagonal islands and having to set up drones and other automations between islands that have different resources on it has made for such a really fun an approachable one of these games. I don't think it's overly complicated. It does a fantastic job of telling you like what to build next to expand on it. And all the recipes are not overly complicated. It's got a skill tree. There's some really fun writing in it. This is an easy one for me to recommend. It's out as effective of June 22nd. Behemoth makes it. I think it's $19.99. Yeah, it's on sale right now on Steam for $18, but I am still going to run through a few things. I have two more skills to unlock on the skill tree, and then I'll be done with all the stuff that I need to on that game. But it's really cool.
Now Johnny, I don't have a child, so I'm going to defer to you on this. But you know how like your kid will draw something and they'll bring it to you like, oh, look at this thing I did. And they show you the picture.
Yes.
And it's just nothing. It's like there's jumbles of whatever there but they're so proud of it. And you just look at it and you go, hey, that's great, kiddo.
Yeah, let's put this on the fridge.
Yeah, That was Bobby showing us Nova Lands. Showing us the thing. Like, look at these factories. Look at the drones. And they do this, and they go over here, and they do the thing.
And automate it. And I could write a script. Like,
that's real cool. I'm so proud of you for making that.
I'm a
goddamn sicko.
A fucking sick whore is what I am. Nova Lands, I couldn't help myself. That one also, the last thing I'll say, it stays pretty, the ramp up on that is nice, but not overwhelming. And you never have to do too much to get to do much more. And I like that a whole lot. And the really cool thing is that you unlock core skills for so many skills you unlock. And when you do that, it removes early mats from the blueprints. So you no longer need to have that early shit, which I thought was awesome. So like by the time you get to the end of it, shit that took you a long time, you can just build as many as you want. And it's really smart. So Nova Lands is great.
I do really appreciate a game like that, like a factory building game that is taking that kind of short arc instead of something like a Factorio, which it feels like you can put hundreds of hours into that game if you wanted to. What's the other one you played, the 3D one?
Satisfactory.
Satisfactory, yeah. Like same thing with that. Like there is something cool about something like this, or something like what's the one I played, Forager, where like those. While yes, they Forager specifically completely sucked me in, and it was absolutely that ramp. But the ramp was so hot and so fast, and then it just kind of like burned out to the point of cool. We did it all. And we did it super quickly, and now you're out and now you're free. And that was really cool. So the idea that Nova Lands, you know, you didn't put an insignificant amount of time into it. You put
20 hours.
12-ish. 20? Yeah. Okay, 20. Yeah. 20 is a decent amount.
Hey, could we go to Be Right Back for a second?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, hang on.
And then it says your password is included a special character.
I need to take my migraine meds. I am getting an aura. I'll be right back.
Rule 5, okay. And it says your password, the digits in your password must add up to 25.
Hey, we got the old school.
I have to change.
Well, hang on, I think they can still hear us.
Playing in real time. That's perfect. And so it just keeps adding rules on. It's very good. It's very good.
Bobby, you're not supposed to put your real password in there.
Yo, you don't want to see my real one.
it just keeps adding new rules as you go on.
And very good. It becomes and a bad.
Puzzle at some point, because then you have to go back and realize, oh, I can't just, like, at some point you just can't keep adding more and more characters. You have to build within the characters that you have. And also it starts pulling from very weird sources.
Let me just get out of the way.
Is this some HBO Max shit? King Kong versus fucking Godzilla? Hey, I'm gonna do my best, kids, but it's a radioactive dinosaur. Oh my god.
This is
fucking god.
Jesus Christ.
This poor thing.
He's having a bad
just
day.
Just fucking put it out of his misery already. Okay. And I need to turn that on for you all. All right, welcome back, everybody. Sorry for that little delay. Johnny needed to go and get a beverage. We have a few more games to talk about from me. The next one up is one I've already talked about, but I wanted to revisit Dave the Diver because I don't have a lot more that I want to share about the game itself, because we got a quick look we're going to record, and I just think that you two should find a way to play this game this year.
I will. Like
I've been playing it.
Good.
And I will as soon as the thing happens, which is going to happen.
Chase.
It's on a system that I can take with me wherever I go.
You have one of those. You've got to stop being such Oh my God. I can't do this. I just can't do that.
You don't tonight. Have to. We don't have to do it.
Oh my God. It's the most infuriating thing.
You can just move on and be okay. Like the Nintendo
you should Switch. It's not that you like that. It's that you neglect what you have that you should like.
I played a game on my PC today.
Anyway.
Oh my God. Anyway.
Dave the Diver is a really good
video. What I will say about Dave the Diver is that I don't know how, but even after what I shared the last time we talked about it with how much of a surprise it is, the game is mechanically changing so much and adding so many things that I don't know how it keeps doing it and it still feels so fresh.
Deceptive in that way.
Yes.
Like it's just layer upon layer. Almost, you know, it's like the further you deeper you go into the ocean, the more these mysteries reveal themselves to you. And
yeah, it's not exactly the same genre, but it reminds me a little bit of Candy Box. Do you remember that? I guess it was like one of the first clickers, right?
Yeah. I think
where you know it starts out as a clicker, and you know it seems like okay, this I've played one of these before, and then it just keeps kind of evolving, and new little stuff happens. It's also very similar to something like Frog Fractions in that way. A little less weird than Frog Fractions, but the idea of hey, this experience just keeps evolving as you play is really enticing to me.
Yeah, it's awesome. It has easily become one of my favorite games this year, and we'll talk a little bit more about it in the news. But this game has blown up, and I'm so pumped for the people who made it. I mean, right now, almost 20,000 overwhelmingly positive reviews on Steam. It's made by Mint Rocket. It is $19.99 as well, currently on sale and only on PC, but will be coming to the Switch, as Chase called out, and maybe other consoles down the line. And lastly, I should check out another new game, one that I think I've talked to both of you about, but it's called Driftwood. This is made by Stoke Sloth Interactive. It came out on June 1st. It is currently $11.99 on Steam. I don't believe it's on other platforms, but this is a very colorful, very well-designed sloth longboarding game. Arcade game.
Right.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's a sloth-like.
It's a sloth-like. And it's incredibly charming. It's got the chillest vibe possible that you could have for one of these, but you are... you're still getting scores and points and doing tricks while you're doing this, and it's going down and like... There's different paths you can take that are more advanced. You can upgrade gear on your sloth, change board, change the wheels out. But it's really silly. Like there's ones like, oh, change your wheels out for sticks of butter. So it's not quite like what the golf or what the car, but it's definitely not overly serious. It's here to have a good time and be very comical. But this one is just like us.
I mean, that's weird. I would assume that a game with a skateboarding sloth would be really buttoned up by the book. But cool to see that they're taking it in a different direction.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, Johnny, this one's in the library if you want to check it out. It's very cool. I think this is one that kind of a good palate cleanser between things, and also like to end your night on. Like I'm going to do a little run on that and have a good time. I think there's some original music in it, so there's a streamer mode, but what I did hear, the music's really fun and very, very good for the environment you're in. So that was Driftwood. I talked about Novalands and Dave the Diver, all very, very cool games that have kind of surprised the hell out of me. So that's what I've been up to. Johnny, what about yourself?
Still lots of Street Fighter. I got Luke to silver rank today.
Nice.
And I'm just continuing to really, really love that game. I did play two new games this week, though.
Oh, you did,
eh? I did. Well, I tried to play one of them, and it did not cooperate very well, but it seemed really cool. It's called The Bookwalker, Thief of Tales.
Oh, yeah, we did a demo of this on one of the Next Fest.
Oh, okay. So... I don't know what the deal is, but I hit multiple points where the game just kind of locked up and I had to restart it. The contr- I was trying to play with a controller and it just stopped working.
This is on Game Pass, right?
Uh-huh. It is on Game Pass. And the whole premise is that your character is able to go inside of books and retrieve famous items in exchange for your creative freedom, which it seems like you're living in some sort of dystopia.
Yeah, it's dark for sure.
Yeah, and it seems like a really cool concept. I got to the point where you explore your apartment, you're finding these items, you go into this book, and it's like, oh, I have these lockpicks in my apartment, and you're able to leave the book, grab the lockpicks, go back in, get out of the jail cell that you start in, and then you find, I can't remember the name of it. It's a little like almost looks like a lantern that talks.
Yep,
and it's from another story, which is not supposed to be able to happen, apparently. I didn't get to find out anymore because, again, the game just wasn't being fully cooperative.
Is it in the cloud? Because that could be a way to see if it plays better that way, too.
Oh, it is. I might check it out because it seems neat. It just...
Yeah, and I don't think it's going to be very intensive on, like, input. So it could be
pretty easy. I tried playing with my mouse earlier. And I was like, okay, I'm tired of messing with this. And I ended up just turning it off.
Sure.
The other thing I've been playing is a game that I've had on my wish list for a while that went on sale. Today's the last day of the Steam sale. And it was $5 off. It's $15 right now. It's a game called WW2 Rebuilder.
Oh.
I thought WW2 went pretty well. I don't really see the need to rebuild it. I mean, you want to like a different outcome
in Europe, Chase.
You're just talking about the Dial of Destiny.
So in this game, you are visiting England and France and other allied territories. And
I'm glad that we're going there instead of the other place. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, would not want to have a World War II where you're in Germany. No, thank you.
This is after the war. So this is war's over.
Okay.
And now you are rebuilding. And you have a bunch of tools. You have a sledgehammer, a shovel. You have a brush that you can use to scrub walls and
This sounds fucking wonderful.
Is this just Power Wash Simulator except fucking bleak?
Yes. Is this Schindler's Power Washing?
Well, it's more involved than Power Wash Simulator because you're rebuilding walls with bricks. You're fixing a railroad that got blown up. You know, war's not pretty, Chase.
I had a name for this podcast, and now I have a different name for this podcast.
Jesus Christ.
But it's oddly kind of relaxing because just collecting materials. There's no war. The war is over.
Look, Johnny, I'm the biggest sicko when it comes to these types of games, and I know exactly what you're saying and I get it, but I have to at least laugh at it because it's not me right now.
Yeah.
No, I'm picking up War Torn England. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. Put a podcast on.
There's that the Viscera cleanup simulator, like the space one.
Oh yeah.
That seems a little bit like what we're doing here.
Are you
with space?
Are you like doing skill trees, Johnny? Are you?
You do.
Is it like the iron hammer? Now you can get the steel hammer. Is it like that?
Well, it'll be. You can hit control and it'll reveal all the things that you can break down and collect, so you can have it like. Have a wider range, or you can have you break down like piles of rubble and you have a shovel that you scoop it up with, and it increases the amount you can scoop up with your shovel. You have all these bins that you can deposit materials into and take them out of. You have a workbench that you can construct a roof, say, or
a roof. Thank you.
Yeah. You have a cutting torch. So on the last mission I was playing, you know, this railroad had gotten all blown up. So I had to cut the metal, recollect it, and then rebuild the tracks so that the train could move forward.
Probably harder for the people on the train, but
yeah, there was no one on the train. Bobby, I think that you would enjoy this game.
You say that, and then Steam goes, hey, this is relevant to you because you like Sons of the Forest and Factorio. And then I go, oh no, I do not need Jesus to play this. Jesus
Christ.
But yes, I do need to play this.
It's in my library. You're welcome to check it out.
It's on my PC now.
There you go.
Bon voyage.
Yeah, I think it's been really nice to hop into this after a lot of Street Fighter and have a much less intense experience.
It's really nice that you're getting trained for what you might have an opportunity to do here very soon.
It's World so War nice III. To just chill and relax and rebuild war-torn Europe.
Yeah, it's great.
I light a candle. I make some tea. It's cozy.
It looks like you get to operate a crane eventually.
You keep doing this, Johnny. You're going to headline the Wholesome Direct next year. Jesus fucking Christ. Next up at the Wholesome Direct, a quaint city builder, World War II rebuilder, building dreams one brick at a time. Fucking A. Look at this shit.
Have you ever wondered what it was like to rebuild London after the Blitzkrieg? Well,
no.
I haven't actually.
I'm glad that they also didn't shift, like, you know, this is going to go towards Japan now, and we have to deal with that, which would be even fucking worse.
Ooh, man. Yeah, that's
a little Anne Frank diary simulator where you just write stuff down. Is that like the next game in your
Johnny?
Your little cozy.
You must be going through it, my man. If this is keeping you calm.
But I don't like, it's a video game.
I guess it's just I find the subject matter to be is there a story to it, or are you just kind of going?
Yes, World War II. Let me tell you exactly what
it's the epilogue to World War II.
I know, but if they're like, if it's like following
your diary,
if it's like following a family or following a guy and is telling you stuff about the history, then I guess I can understand. It feels like what if we went back to old battlefields and old bad shit?
It's not a battlefield. It's like places where people live. So yeah,
they live that have been bombed and shit like that, right? Yeah. Uh-huh. So
I'm watching the trailer on Steam. I'm pretty sure I just saw him turn off there's like green gas and he shut a valve off.
Okay. I mean, look, I'm very early, so who knows what kind of fucked up shit could be in this game.
I'm sorry, you didn't say the subheading on it. World War II Rebuilder, Cities of the Ashes.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, what are you playing these days?
From the Ashes.
Sim City of the Ashes.
Okay. All right,
Johnny, I love it. This is awesome. Yes, we should.
I'm sure it's a very cool game. The subject matter is just very surprising to me.
Why? Because I love World War II.
No, so. not that you'd like it. That somebody would make a video game based around.
Chase, there's a video game for fucking everything. There's
sure. I look just at I don't Euro think somebody simulator. Goes.
Have you seen Genshin World Impact? War
I don't think somebody says, oh, I've made a World War II reconstruction simulator. This is going to sell gangbusters.
I feel like I just need to say one thing to Johnny.
Yeah.
I thought that game looked really cool, and I don't even think I was coming down on it because I got it downloaded. I'm going to check it out. It's my shit. It's just, it's funny to hear you talk about it in a way that makes it sound so quaint. Like you're writing a VRBO article. Oh, yes. I woke up and signed the guest book.
I smashed apart some rubble and put the bricks into my
thing. I'm just very, it's like listening to a pop song with the darkest fucking lyrics.
I mean, I think it's kind of cool that they did this because we're getting to a point like all the people who fought and served in World War II, for the most part, are dead. Mm-hmm. And to have things like this that show like, hey, this is what the world was like after this event took place. Cause you like on one of the, a brick wall that I cleaned, there was a post underneath that like talked about, you know, take shelter. And, you know, like it's things that should be forgotten. I don't know.
I get it, man.
I realize you guys just razzing me, but
a little bit, but also like that, I feel like I would watch a documentary about that less than I would. Mm-hmm. I want to be there in the video game.
And I think what it was is like, this is such a weird, who had this idea? And
For the war? Well, I mean,
no, for the game.
Oh,
listen, we don't have time to get into the
speaking of war. Have you seen the FTC? Let me tell you.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, Microsoft says the FTC won't let me be or let me be me. So let me see. So that we talked at length about this last week. Move on to the news, by the way. So
thank you.
We were all waiting for the determination from
news bulletin. World War II is over. We're moving
get your
on.
Papers. Get your papers. He's rebuilding it. You see, my grandson's going to honeymoon here someday.
Oh my God.
Truman, I did.
My grandpa served in the Pacific Theater.
Well, that's a DLC. We'll get there. Thought England was bad. Come down here.
So, yeah, the FTC lawsuit got thrown out, or not exactly thrown out, but anyway, Microsoft has the go ahead to complete their purchase of Activision Blizzard,
which was expected. Like,
yeah,
this FTC stuff, you know, was always more of a stopgap measure than actually going to really pull the handbrake on this one.
Yeah. Johnny, do you want me to read these for you?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. We talked about your boy and mine, Dave the Diver. He has touched a million hearts and all of ours. He's a good boy, Johnny.
He's a
let
good
him,
boy.
Let him catch
He's
your
He's already going to be down there.
Let him make your sushi. Dave's great. You should all check out Dave the Diver. Sega Boss play to earn games are boring as Sonic dev scraps blockchain plans. Well, you know what? Just when I was getting excited about Sonic, they have to come and take the wind out of my sails here.
What a time to abandon blockchain stuff when it's all going so well.
It's probably because the guy got arrested. I think that's the only reason that this happened.
He hasn't worked there for a while.
He made Sonic, Chase.
I know he made Sonic. He also made Ivy the Kiwi, but you know he doesn't.
Balan Wonderworld.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah, yeah. He did. He did make that too. You know what? That game's not play to earn.
It's not. What was that? What was the ape NFT?
The board Ape Yacht Club.
Give me the board. Oh, Big the Cat.
All my apes.
Those guys not having a great time. No. I was reading something like somebody sold like $3 million worth of apes, and it just like completely crashed the market, and now everybody is very sad. But also, all those dumb fucks took out loans to buy their apes. So now they're getting their apes repossessed.
Jesus Christ.
You know what?
What happened to that show that Seth Green was supposed to make? They put out a trailer for it.
His ape got stolen. He couldn't make the show anymore. He didn't have
it back.
Did he?
This ain't Dunstan's checks in, Johnny.
Less funny.
I don't care enough. Let's see.
Man.
How about Bored Ape Yacht Club Rebuilder, where you go into the bank accounts of the people who buy Bored Apes, and now you have to go in and reconstruct.
No, those people deserve what they got.
What if it's just Donkey Kong Country's family, but Bored Apes?
Sure. Yeah.
I'll take a Cranky Kong.
And look, just like Cranky Kong smoking some weed.
The only ape content I've paid for is Ape Out, and I will do it again.
I mean, I saw King Kong versus Godzilla.
King Kong ain't got nothing on me. A little game, no thanks to Johnny. Street Fighter VI has sold over 2 million units. I mean, think 1 million that Capcom, of those
were Johnny just kept he know, kept rebuying like, the game. I told him you didn't have to rebuy the
I've
game
come
for
this close to buying it on PS5.
He's like, but playing as Chun-Li is like playing a completely different game.
Oh,
he's
Chun-Li's like, too complicated.
It doesn't mean you have to buy it again, Johnny. You can play the characters on the same copy of the game.
My brain is too smooth to figure out Chun-Li. I'll stick with my Shoto characters.
Johnny, thank you thanks the 2 million times. From Capcom. They want me to let you know that they're really appreciative of what you've done for them.
Anytime.
Capcom continues to crush it. And lastly here, the new EA Studio Cliffhanger Games announces upcoming title based on Marvel's Black Panther. This looks to be a third-person open-world video game starring Black Panther of Marvel fame. I don't know much more about where this ties into MCU or into the other media that they've done with it, but I'm happy to see Black Panther getting a little bit more of the spotlight here for something. I just have lost a lot of thunder when it comes to this stuff. I don't know. Like, I look at this the same way I kind of look at Avatar. I like Far Cry a whole lot. I might check out Avatar just because I have Ubisoft Plus, but I like open world third person action games. I don't know if I need to play Black Panther to get that experience.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The Avatar thing is just Far Cry Pandora.
Dude, it's just a fuck. It might as well be Blood Dragon.
I would play Blood Dragon 1,000 times
before. Well, yeah, but again,
I'm curiosity will get the better of me, and I will probably get like Ubisoft Plus for a month to try this, just to fly around on one of those weird dragon things.
This time, two dragons.
Yeah. There was a time where licensed games were all shit.
Yeah.
And we're not in that era anymore.
We are headed in that direction.
But there certainly are some real bad licensed games still. I didn't see anything about Black Panther. I got to be honest. I can't care about Marvel anymore. I watched Spider-Man movies, and that's about it.
Are you gonna watch Kraven the Hunter?
No.
Yeah.
What about Blue Beetle?
Also no.
Everyone's favorite. Who the fuck is Blue Beetle?
And he's a.
What about Aquaman 2?
He's a DC Iron Man.
I know who Aquaman is. At least I'm not gonna go see the movie.
Yeah, Jason Momoa.
I know who Aquaman is because I used to watch the Justice League cartoon when I was a kid.
Yeah, it's not fun.
HBO, Max. I also don't know if it's on Max anymore, if it's one of the ones they cut with all the other ones. But there was a Aquaman cartoon, a new one.
Oh, yeah. Only
from a few years ago that was really good.
Yeah,
and apparently really that thing was funny. Awesome.
Yep, I heard that.
Yeah, definitely check that out. I don't give a fuck about Aquaman.
Yeah.
And I found that to be a fantastic show. Relatively short, too. Like, it's only like 5 or 6 episodes. Nice. Check that out. It's really good.
Well, we had quite the episode for you tonight. We went through a lot of new games. Dueling Dragons. We talked about that Pikmin 4 demo. We talked about Driftwood, the quaint WW2 rebuilder, and the Bookwalker Thief of Tales. We also gave you ongoing updates from Novalands, Dave the Diver, Street Fighter 6, and a little bit of Final Fantasy 16 in there as well. So we're all still trying to keep up with that. If you're into what we're talking about, we've got some ways to follow along with more of it. You can see what we're up to right down there on the bottom of our screen, as well as over there in the link in chat. We are a podcast that streams a few other times a week and puts some new content up on Tuesdays and Thursdays on our YouTube channel. So Monday night, Chase and I checked out Arcanium. We do more deck building, turn-based strategy games on Monday. It's fine. I think it's on Netflix. You can check it out there if you want to. It's like a 3v3. Yeah. It's very, very cromulent, really cool. I don't think it invents anything too much, but a lot of fun if you're into those. But one game that does do some really cool stuff that I think is very different is Bleak Sword DX. And we have a quick look up with all three of us commentating on that on our YouTube channel. You can check that out right now. Tonight was episode 333. We told you about the games and the news. Tomorrow, we have a recorded from a few weeks ago, Final Fantasy 16. And you can check out that quick look on youtube.com/casualhour around 10 a.m. Central. And Friday night, we're all going to get together and check out Exo Primal. That's another new Capcom game. It's kind of a PvPvE with dinosaurs. So tune in at 10:30 p.m. Central on Friday to check out all of us hanging out, shooting some dinosaurs. And we might even have another guest on there with us for that. Chase, you're a busy man that also does stuff besides our show. Tell them about it.
I've got another podcast I do with our good friend of our show, Pierce Corshane. He and I have a podcast called Pilot Program, where we watch the first episodes of every TV show ever made. For episode 14, just went out yesterday, we watched The Bear, the 2022 Hulu Fox or FX Productions made show.
So good.
Everybody's talking about because season 2 just came out and people are talking about it again. I'll give you a bit of a spoiler. We liked it. Pierce had already watched the series before. This is my first time watching it. I watched the first episode because that's what we do. But now that the episode's out, I've watched a lot more than the first episode. Very much enjoying the bear. Yeah, that's a cool show. And it was fun to talk with Pierce about it. We talk about stuff like how Wilco might be a little bit on the nose for that first episode. Tell me you're a show about Chicago without telling me you're a show about Chicago. Oh, yeah. You know, 100%. We have announced what our next episode is going to be. It's going to be on The Twilight Zone, the 1959 version. That's exciting. I don't think we've scheduled exactly when we're going to be recording that. So look for that in the next couple weeks, probably 2 or 3 weeks, and we'll see. But yeah, you can go to shows.acast.com/pilotprogram and check out any of our old episodes. RuPaul's Drag Race, Seinfeld was our very first episode, Hell's Kitchen, Sailor Moon, Kenan and Kel. We've got a good handful of fun and different shows from different eras that are all there. That's a fun podcast to do.
Oh yeah. All right, well, that's gonna be it for our show tonight. We'll be back on Friday with Exoprimal. Go check out the really cool podcast Pilot Program with Chase and Pierce, and check out some of our quick looks in between now and then. We'll talk to you all very soon. Take care, everybody.